The concept of faith is resting or relying on the Lord, Yahweh or Jehovah, the covenantal name of Israel's God, which signifies his unchangeable and faithful character, runs throughout the entire Old Testament. Depending on the preposition used, faith can refer to trust placed on the person of the Lord, Psalm 31, verse 15, Proverbs chapter 28, verse 25, and Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 11. In him, 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 5, 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 20, Psalm 143, verse 8, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 20, and Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 2. Or directed to him, 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 22, Psalm 86, verse 2, and Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Israel's confidence in their covenant God and his redemptive work in covenantal history is of an assuring nature. Saving faith in the Abrahamic covenant was synonymous with knowing, trusting in, and relying upon Israel's faithful covenant-keeping God, assured that he could and would fulfill his promises to his people. Psalm 89, verse 34. In the prophets, assurance and confidence in God was often future-oriented. The present and immediate future often presented bleak prospects with grim overtones of judgment. But the distant future was one of great hope, for then Jehovah will come to rule the nations and punish the wicked. Isaiah chapters 2, 11, and 13 through 25, chapter 46, and chapter 47. Jeremiah chapters 25, 43, and 46 through 51. And Ezekiel chapters 25 through 32, chapter 38, and chapter 39. Jehovah's coming will usher in a new era in which the promises to the covenant community will be fully realized and their oppression will end. The law of God will be engraved on the hearts of many people. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 through 31. Who will come to know the Lord inwardly and will be brought to a new maturity. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34. Indeed, the whole world will become the beneficiary of the Spirit's sanctifying operations, without distinction of race, sex, or class. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32. Salvation will come to any who call upon the Lord. The Lord's central covenant promise, which sustained his people throughout their history, "Ye shall be my people, and I will be your God," Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 28, will reach its culmination in the new age to come. The Psalms revel in assurance of faith, eliciting confidence in the mercy of a forgiving God, who does not forsake or destroy his people, even when they fail to trust his saving power. Psalms 78 and 106. The psalmists are assured that Jehovah's mercy is everlasting, Psalm 136, verses 1 through 26, and that his preservation of his people will not cease, Psalm 121. Individually, too, the psalmists confess with assurance that Jehovah will deliver them personally from sin, death, condemnation, and all kinds of danger, Psalms 1 and 34. Jehovah is their portion in life, their deliverer in death, and their source of life and joy eternally. Psalm 16. Despite